This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute, and it's the 14th of July. And I want to take us back two or three days to Prime Minister's question time last week. A Labour MP from London rose to ask a question about a consultation in her area, whereby the National Health Service is seeking to rationalise the number of accident and emergency units run by the NHS. The Prime Minister replied, first of all, by saying that they'd put more money into the health service than Labour would, predictable kind of exchange, then went on to say, and I quote, "We will ensure that all consultations are properly carried out and that local people, clinicians and general practitioners are listened to." But let's look at the first few words. "We will ensure that all consultations are properly carried out." And I have this picture in my mind of him returning to Downing Street and a senior civil servant confronting him with ashen face saying, "Prime Minister, you said what?" And the danger, of course, is that in all probability, the Prime Minister means well. He certainly wants all consultations to be done properly. But I question whether the government has the means to deliver on this commitment. It's been suggested to me, of course, that he's only really talking about NHS consultations. Well, can you imagine a government saying, yes, NHS consultations we will underwrite, we'll make sure that they are done properly, but not in education, not in transport. And when it comes to Department of Work and Pensions, we really are not as interested in quality assuring those exercises of listening to the public. That's obviously a nonsense. Now, the government has some tools at its disposal. It has a code of practice on consultations. It's now 3 or 4 years old. It badly needs revision. The trouble is, nobody really monitors compliance to it, and government departments really play fast and loose. A lot of public sector consultations, including most in the National Health Service, aren't even covered by it properly. So I question whether the government can deliver on this. What we need is not for the government to mark its own homework, but for somebody else to do it. And of course, ironically, in the Consultation Institute, we're already doing this with our compliance assessments. And there are public bodies who've got the certificate of best practice that the consultation they've done has met to the standards that no doubt David Cameron and others would agree. I'm rather hopeful that we're going to have a dialogue soon with the Northern Ireland government, who is acutely interested in finding better ways of doing consultation. So I think there is movement in this, but I've waited long, and many of my listeners will have waited long, to hear a Prime Minister, or indeed any government, saying, "I'm going to make sure that consultations are done properly." Hear, hear. I think I better write an email quickly to all my fellow directors in the Consultation Institute saying we may be rather busy. It's Rhian Jones on the 14th of July.